Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6 and 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Don't look for a living person in a grave. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Where would you look for a spoon in your house? You wouldn't look for a spoon in your bedroom closet or on a shelf in the living room. That would be silly. Those aren't places you would find a spoon. Where would you look for a person you thought had died and been buried? On the first Easter Sunday, there was a group of women who thought they knew. After all, they knew Jesus had died. They knew where Jesus had been buried. They thought they would find him where you would normally find a dead person, in a grave, in a cemetery. But were they shocked? Instead of a dead Jesus, they found an angel with the most amazing news. He is risen. Jesus wasn't in the grave anymore because Jesus wasn't dead anymore. He was alive. And you wouldn't look for a living person in a grave. That was really good news. The women didn't quite understand it all that first Easter morning. After all, dead people normally don't come back to life. But Jesus did. And because Jesus was alive, God had good news for all people. God has good news for you. Jesus died on the cross because he had to take all of our sins from us. And God said that the punishment for sin was death. But he didn't stay dead. God raised Jesus from the dead so that he was alive again. Here's what it means for us. Because Jesus is alive, we can be sure that all of our sins, all the times we messed up, all the times we did the wrong thing, all of them have been forgiven. Our enemy, the devil, has been defeated. Death has been robbed of its power. Jesus is alive. And because he is alive, you too will live with him forever. That is all really good news. All because Jesus isn't dead, but alive. He is risen. We give thanks to our risen Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for defeating the devil. Thank you for paying for my sins. Thank you for giving me eternal life in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.